Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You know, all year on this show, there have only been two people who've made sure to give Jimmy Butler his props. That's me and Stacy from Florida. That's right. That's why Jay made sure to get
you ever made mention of Jimmy Butler's name this whole season.
This
you have not mentioned
season.
His name. You lied to the people.
You and I have two different memories
you
of it.
You lied to the people, Max.
Agree to disagree.
You're a liar.
Jay, he's the worst politician I've ever seen.
Ever.
Stacy, just you and me, Stacy. Go ahead. Tell Jay, Stacy.
Stacy, I called you out yesterday. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Stacy.
Yes, I want to hear Jay Will talk about Jimmy get buckets. Yes, I knew it.
Jimmy.
My son texted me yesterday and he said, "Who saw the Miami Heat being up 3-1?" I said, "I did." Ooh. Thank you,
Stacy from Florida.
Stacy, yes. The first thing I said today is when I heard your name when you called in to Nuno, our producer. I said, "Don't let her on. Don't. She's gonna roast me." But you, Stacy, you called it. I mean, I know you're a Miami Heat fervent fan, but I still can't believe what I'm watching sometimes. I just don't. It's like Jimmy. I know Jimmy's special, but for him single-handedly to do that to the number one seed last night, it just leaves my mouth.
Not
right
like
to the
Giannis
floor.
Wasn't playing. Giannis was playing well. Triple-double.
Yes, Giannis was playing. Lopez had like 30-something. It's like everybody had help on. I mean, like Giannis had all that help. But what he didn't have was Jimmy Butler. Yes.
On ESPNU, we have a picture of
him. He was able to do it last night, but he got the help, the little bit of help that he needed, and he willed us to that win.
On ESPNU, we have a picture of Stacy with straightened hair. Very nice picture of Stacy, drawn by Pat, right?
Costello, yes.
Pat drew that because he came to the table with certain assumptions about the way you draw people. And but Stacy, there's a picture of you on TV right now.
Do me a favor.
I told him to tell Pat to make the hair curly, not straight.
Yeah, come on, Pat. Listen to people giving you instruction, please.
Hey, Stacy, do me a favor.
Get Jay. Get him.
Make him feel the pain.
Yes, Jay.
Stacy, don't let Key hype
Jay
you up
so much. I hate to say I told you so, but. You know, I'm going to wait, though. I'm going to wait till we get that win. We up 3-1. I don't want them to get overexcited. They got to get this last
win.
See,
you're holding on, Stacy. You're holding on.
Oh, Stacy's taking the high road, the mature road. Oh, she's not. See, she's about it. The Miami Heat fans, that's that Pat Riley stuff. They're not celebrating anything yet. Oh.
I respect it. All right, Stacy, is there any part of you that worries just a little bit that if Giannis wakes up, besides Jimmy Butler, like if Giannis, is there any part of you that worries about the next three games, two out of those three games in Milwaukee?
It's not about if Giannis wakes up. I think the biggest thing, Giannis has so much help. It was good that, you know, Middleton didn't have such a good game last night. But the rest of the team on Miami has to wake up because Kyle Lowry, I'm like, I expected a whole lot more from him. So he has to produce a lot better for us to go get that win in Milwaukee.
Especially without Hero. Without Hero, you got Lowry, you got to step up. Stacy just comes with it, Jay. Unbelievable.
Deer in headlights. That's what the Bucks
Keyshawn,
are right now.
Stacy, and Max here on ESPN.
You guys have a great day,
thank you, Stacy.
They just gave Stacy curls.
Making me happy in the morning.
Oh, look at that.
They gave Stacy curls. Who did the curls? Yates, I know you didn't do. Oh, Yates did do the curls.
Man, he had to start from a certain thing that come over on the street.
Come on now, think about what you just said, Jay.
It's like a
you know damn well,
up.
Pat, don't. Come on now.
That's what I said.
Pat drew it. It was straight hair. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. You know, because Pat. It's Pat.
Pat makes certain assumptions. Pat. He's like, yeah, regular hair, you know.
I'm not a hair guy. What can I say?
Pat coming in, giving my daughter gifts. True. Like, oh, here's a little baby doll. Pat, can you please give my daughter a baby doll?
It
looks
Max,
like my daughter, please.
I got
please.
A promo for you, Max.
What's that?
I wasn't home last week, and so I didn't get to watch it on TV. And I was like, oh, man, let me get on to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mm-hmm. So I went to my Apple Radio. All I put in was ESPN Radio, clicked it, and that simple, you guys was on my radio.
Mm. You have Apple Radio. You just put it in, and just like that, there's so many ways to listen to this show, to consume the show.
Yes.
Clip that. That's a promo.
Stacy may be
number
the best
one show on sports.
That's it. Boy, Jay.
Well, I mean, yeah. Jay.
Yes, thank you. Number one show in sports.
But you know what was so gangster about what just happened? Jay, you're trying. We're trying to hype her up to go at you.
But Stacey and I have a good relationship.
But no, it wasn't that. It's that Stacey's been there before. She's a Miami Heat fan. So she's like, no, we haven't won it yet. That's like a Kobe Bryant response.
He's trying to hype it up. Get him, Stacey.
If I was hyping it up like you, I just said get him. You would go.
When do I hype it up? Can you give me examples of when I've hyped it up? I don't know what you're talking about. Me? Take it away, Max.
She's not celebrating anything yet, and yet it does feel like Lakers fans want to celebrate today because you know when you go up 3-1 in a series, like let's just go back for a second to before this series started. I thought the Lakers had a good chance to win the series, but that's tough, man. Memphis is tough. Memphis, for a couple of years now, has been one of the best teams in the league in the regular season for a couple of years.
It's 3-1.
Memphis went 6 games with Golden State without without Ja Morant for a lot of that series last year. So the reason I'm backing it up, Key, is because now that the Lakers are up 3-1, it's easy to kind of diminish Memphis in your mind, and that kind of takes credit away from what the Lakers are doing. But no,
it doesn't.
Go back.
No Brandon Clark, no Stephen Adams.
Oh, okay,
it's fine.
Just difference between regular season and postseason. Haven't had Stephen Adams for 2 years now.
But you also have a lot of veteran leadership. Not only do you have a lot of veteran leadership on the Lakers, you also have a team that is somewhat, I don't want to say gelling, but have had opportunities to play together post the trade, where now you look at it in the last month of the season, they started cooking a certain way. Even with LeBron out of the lineup, AD took over and became something. D'Lo became something. Malik Beasley became something. Austin Reeves made itself a whole bunch of money. And now you roll into the postseason where they kind of have a better feeling for each other. And as I said before, if this roster of people were together at the start of the season, they wouldn't be the 7th seed. We would be having a different conversation. We wouldn't be sitting there saying, oh, they're going to eventually go away and disintegrate. We wouldn't be saying that. We wouldn't be having that conversation.
So
not at all.
Key, where are you? Do you think the Lakers close it out in Memphis? Or do you think they close it out back in L.A.?
Man, I think they close it out on Friday night back in L.A. And the reason I believe is that they'll get somewhat complacent.
That inconsistency will jump in again.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Memphis will play to the crowd. And the Lakers will play down to it and say, all right, man, let's just close it out at home.
I'm with you. I think Memphis gets it back in Memphis. I think they'll respond.
It'd be
They've
nice
been there.
To not have to deal with it, right? And let that golden – let's get it out the way. And then let rest our guys up because they're a little older. And let Golden State in Sacramento take it all the way to game 7 and just fight it out.
Well, I don't know if Golden State and Sac goes to 7 if De'Aaron Fox
No, no, I'm saying.
I know that's what I'm saying, but if De'Aaron Fox can't play, I don't know if that goes to 7.
I agree.
That was a major spoiler for me yesterday.
Golden State goes up 3-2 by winning a game on the road. The series, I think, is over.
I was heartbroken by that news yesterday with De'Aaron Fox.
It robs us of a great series.
Like, and that's the best series.
It was going to go down in game 7, it feels like, and like, can the Warriors get Game 7 on the road? It might not now.
But are they saying he's not going to play, Jay, or are they just saying it's fractured?
Well, they're saying it's fractured, but it's his left hand. That's his shooting hand, man. Yeah.
No, no, I understand. Well, that was Ja's hand, too, and he was dribbling. And
but Ja didn't fracture his hand. He didn't have it was sore. It was like muscles. And the fracture is different. Because you also have to factor into, like, if that's a fracture, you know, could it be damaged more? I mean, I think he's going to try to play sooner or later.
And when did he fracture it?
He fractured Game 4.
No, no, when? What time during the game?
Oh, I don't know exactly when that play was.
Because he finished the game. He had the lat. No, he passed it. He finished the game. So if he fractured it at some point earlier in the game, he still was playing. That's all I'm asking you. So at what point did he fracture it?
I mean, the thing is, though, Key, like, for your best player with the – he is a future star, like a major star in this league. So if you're looking at it saying, okay, Sack, we know that he is our guy moving forward. He's our biggest asset. Do we push him to play through if he can hurt that more? Inevitably, that's going to be up to his pain threshold. You ask him, but that has to be his decision.
Yes, you do, because it's not something like a like an Achilles or something that could be career altering, most likely, right?
But they say it's probable for game, right? They're not sure for game five, so and that's Wednesday,
man,
and that's giving him time.
I bet you he plays, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
What's the worst matchup for the Lakers if the Lakers do indeed
Golden
get
State.
Past the Grizzlies? Golden State, you sure
Golden
about
State.
That? Than a young, spry team's pace
yes.
and space and pace and all that stuff?
I mean, Sacramento can shoot the lights out.
Yeah,
of the ball.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm with you on that. But like, it's still then like you're trusting – there's something about the veteran experience of the Lakers that I would like that matchup better against Sac than two veteran teams in which their styles are so contrastingly different.
Yeah.
Under like that, and I always get worried about Golden State because
with Sacramento
they
too,
are. Though. I mean, there's it comes down to perimeter defense for the Lakers, regardless of who.
Yeah,
that's Sacramento
yeah,
or yeah, Golden yeah. State. But there's something about that Golden State matchup with Steph, who it feels like LeBron constantly has to face Steph,
yeah,
right? Or another iteration of Steph, or
but LeBron's
Golden State
done
with Sacramento.
Very, very well.
He's had personnel. He's had personnel to guard people like that.
That's true. But still undermanned teams against Steph's teams where Steph's been favored, like when Kyrie and Kevin Love went down in 15.
Who's chasing Jordan Poole and Steph around?
Yeah, that's the thing. The
Lakers
right now.
My son wants to see, Jay, he wants to see the Lakers and the Warriors, and then he wants to see the Lakers and the Suns.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah,
that's what he wants.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of Denver. Over the next couple of weeks, Denver's going to be in the
you
NBA
also
championship.
Said that Milwaukee
Mark it down
gonna,
today.
You also said Milwaukee was going to steamroll.
I thought
the
they
Miami
were.
Heat.
I was wrong.
Yeah, and you're wrong here too, pal.
Okay.
You know,
right.
buddy.
Who else we haven't seen a lot of, who we haven't seen a lot of? Dylan Brooks post game after all the mess
Ghosted.
He talked.
Yeah.
After the then he got
Max,
cooked.
You can't though.
And
Max.
Yeah, you got to show up to the. You got to
no,
show
can't.
Up because he's making
can't.
It worse for himself.
Nope,
Key
can't do it.
He's making it worse for himself.
Doesn't matter. Can't do it when you're
Why?
Him. Because when you're him, you can't do it. If it was.
But I thought he was him. I thought he was him.
He was. He's him to him.
He's him.
But
to
he
him.
Ain't him to you.
Yeah, him. No, he ain't.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's
it's
some
hard.
Guys who can talk like Dylan Brooks, and for whatever reason. People still got love for him. Pat Bev. Pat Bev can talk all types
yeah,
of stuff
Pat
and everything,
Bev
and everyone kind of loves
like
Pat
that,
Bev.
Though.
Huh?
Got a break.
Dylan Brooks, he's turned himself into the villain for sure.
No, the media's turned him into
Yeah, the media's turned him into the villain. Then he doesn't show up to talk to the media. Is it time to start panicking about the Bucks?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Walk it like I talk it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Jay?
Woo!
The favorites to win the whole thing this year. We're the Milwaukee Bucks. Heading into these playoffs is the Milwaukee Bucks. Out of the West, I think it was the Suns, but to start. But the Bucks overall. And, Jay, you were very confident in the Bucks. So was I against the Heat, to tell you the truth.
I mean, the Heat don't have – Victor Oladipo's not playing, and Tyler Hero's out.
Yeah,
think about that for a second.
I got to tell you the truth about the game last night. So I'm watching the Bucks and Heat. You know, I got the kids and everything. It's time to go to bed. Right? It's getting late. I got to put him to bed. So it's the fourth quarter. I'm texting with Bontemps, right? hey, you still, after, you know, oh my God, Giannis looks good, because I predicted he'd have a triple-double on this just in. It was like my max factor day. Oh, look, he's going to get his, he's got his triple-double. Yeah, da-da-da-da. Hey, you think, you still think that they're going to go all the way? Yes, I do. Now, you know, are they still the favorites out of these? Yeah, the Bucks are still the favorites out of these. That was in the fourth quarter. Then I go put the kids to bed. I come back. I'm like, wait, what? What? They are. It went from, all right, they're going to win this game. It's 2-2. Giannis is back now. The Bucks are going to take this series. They probably get out of the East, too. They're down 3-1, Jay. How panicked are you? Scale of 1
to 10. I'm stressed out. I'm biting my fingernails. I'm stressed out. I picked Milwaukee to win the whole thing this year. I mean, that's what I think about the Milwaukee Bucks. The Celtics are in that conversation. Obviously, Joel Embiid and Philly are in that conversation. When I think about the Miami Heat, they are just the king of overachievers. I give them all the credit in the world. I mean, I talk
but why
to people.
Why are they overachievers?
Because Keith, half their team is undrafted.
Okay,
half their team is
undrafted. And they have no Tyler Hero. They have no Tyler Hero, who is their is a legit scorer. Mm-hmm. Like Victor Oladipo is out. Kyle Lowry is not his regular self. And you wonder, Jimmy Butler just has single-handedly putting on the Batman cape,
but this is
and
what I'm
carrying
saying.
The load.
This is what I'm saying, guys. Is it, like, a lot of times, I think more than people realize, you judge a team's chances by what you think of their best player. For example, if you think of Jalen Brunson on the Knicks, you give him a certain chance. If you thought, instead of Brunson, of Damian Lillard in that same role, your ceiling for them would be a little higher. But when Brunson's basically Damian, like when he turns into a superstar player, the whole team is different. We don't think, I think, enough of Jimmy Butler as the superstar in the playoffs that he is, because in the regular season, he's just a regular star. But in the playoffs, he's a superstar. If you start thinking of Butler like a top five player, can the Heat get out of the East?
No.
No?
No.
Key, what do you think? Did the Heat get out of the East? If you know,
not without Tyler Hero and Victor, not without.
I don't think they can. No, I don't think they're gonna get out the East. I think they're gonna beat the Bucks, but eventually, you know, Sixers will get them or the Celtics will get them.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hey, man,
they got chances against the Sixers. Celtics tough matchup, but
why would they have a chance against? Why would they have a chance against the Sixers?
Celtics are deeper.
But why would they have a chance against the Sixers, though?
No, the Sixers are not an unbeatable team.
I think the Sixers are a better team than Miami. I mean, guys,
I agree.
Also think, Jay, they're a better team than Miami, too.
I agree. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that the other team doesn't have a chance.
But guys, we're missing they are two guys down. Tyler Hero and Victor Oladipo. It's not like you're talking about Miami at full force. Even Miami at full force, I would say, okay, kind
valuable
of
valuable perimeter players.
Like that, those are critical pieces. That's what makes last night's performance even more mind-boggling.
I feel bad for
you. Talk about Milwaukee's at full strength with Giannis coming back in his first game with a triple-double. Now, I said it earlier, I need to see GA guard Jimmy Butler every possession. Because if he is the one guy that put 56 points on the board to beat you in game 4, you cannot let that happen. I'd much rather Kyle Lowry have 25 shots or Kevin Love 25 shots. Caleb Martin, let Caleb Martin cook. The one guy who cannot cook is Jimmy Butler.
Kevin Love might hit a bunch of those shots too.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But this dude is different, man.
He is.
This dude is different. Look, I mean, he gives you 9,000 head fakes on one possession at the bucket, Keith.
Did the Heat beat the Bucks, Jay? They're up 3-1.
They should beat the Bucks, but I still believe in the Bucks. I still think the Bucks can put together 3 wins.
I believe in the Bucks. I believe.
Because the Heat are undermanned.
Oh, I believe.
I feel bad for Oladipo. I just got to say it. He's one of, like, he was getting to be, oh my God, like one of these guys. And then he gets hurt. And every time he's healthy, he gets hurt again. I feel bad for him. Mike in Florida, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hey, bro, I watch y'all show every day, bro. I need whatever y'all smoking in the morning. I need it.
You're smoking the good stuff.
How y'all
though?
Feel like we can't beat the 76ers? We beat them every year, damn near.
Yeah.
But we can't beat them this year.
Well, I mean, y'all beat them every. Did you? y'all doing it without Tyler Hero. MBO is out. So if you tell me that you think Jimmy Butler is just, I mean, I hear y'all got the game last night. Like, congrats. It's respected. I got
the
nothing
third
but
one
love
they got
for
in
Jimmy
the series.
We're praising Jimmy Butler all the time. Yeah. But, like, I just don't see it being realistic that they're going to keep knocking teams off when that dude has to drop 50 in order for them to do so.
But they might. I mean, look, they might. I just
all right, you bet that. I'm not. I ain't betting that.
No, I said they might. Look, everybody can beat somebody, right? That's just the way it goes. Doesn't mean just because you have full strength and another team isn't that team can't beat you. I don't think that'll happen. I don't think they're going to beat the Sixers. I like the Sixers. If they have the matchup, I like the Sixers. That's just the reality of
Agreed,
it.
But the difference is that most years, I'll say it again, you can eliminate most teams in your mind in the playoffs. They have no shot. Maybe they could win a series. They can't get out of the conference, right? Most of the teams involved. In the West, it was like, man, other than Minnesota, any one of these teams could make the finals. But in the East, it was really only three teams, right? Bucks, Sixers, and Celtics. What I'm saying now is it feels like that's expanded a little bit to me. The Knicks look live, and the Heat look live.
Seeding, man, where things are. I'm still taking the Bucks to win the series. I'm still drawing the line.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm taking the Bucks to win three games.
Well, I understand Jalen Brunson been cooking, but I'm not getting ready to turn into this Heat. I mean, it's this Knick phenomenon that y'all got going. I ain't
it's not about
do.
It being a phenomenon.
It's about matchup. So they, I mean, my Knicks play the Heat very well. That would be a hell of a series. The winner of that is in the Eastern Conference Finals. You're right there.
And I'm just saying, Key, they go from there's a line in the East below the Sixers where those other teams are nice, they're toughs, but they're tough outs, right? They're not really, they don't really have a shot. And now all of a sudden you look and you go, oh, no, wait a minute. Maybe they have a puncher's chance.
Well, I'm looking at Yates and I'm looking at Pat right now. They just shaking it. Just like, seriously, come on.
Because they're Sixers.
That's
fans.
What I'm saying.
No, but the
Heat got chance.
The whole the Knick thing, they don't want to hear all that. You know, put a little extra on it. It's New York, yeast it up a little bit. I get it. I understand it. You know?
I also don't like the Knicks to beat the Sixers, by the way. My point is, at this point, you start to think they have chances and so do the Heat. And you didn't think that several weeks ago or even a week ago.
Jay.
Don't miss Big
How
George
you doing,
Foreman.
Man?
Don't miss Big George Foreman exclusively in movies this Thursday. Big George Foreman. You heard Jay do the read for it earlier. Get your tickets now. Rated PG-13. We ask a former GM what they would do if they had the number one pick in the NFL draft. That's coming up, KJM.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't miss Big George Foreman, exclusively in movie theaters this Thursday. Get your tickets now, rated PG-13. What's going on, Key?
What's going on with you there, Max?
What's going on is quite a 24 hours in sports. Aaron Rodgers traded to the Jets, and LeBron James pulls it out and wins in overtime. And they're up 3-1, and De'Aaron Fox fractures a finger. And is he going to play going forward against Golden State? I mean, like, you know, the news came out. And then Jimmy Butler, oh my God, 56 points, has Giannis on the brink of elimination. Right now, though, Key, we've talked about that stuff all morning. We have Doug Whaley, Senior Vice President of Player Personnel for the XFL, former NFL GM, up in Buffalo. Morning, Doug.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for having me on. I know I'm a little tired, but I had to stay up and watch the end of that Lakers game.
See,
they don't call him the king for nothing.
See, all of us, people coming to work tired this morning. It was worth it. What'd you think of the Aaron Rodgers deal?
I think it was one of those things where both teams got what they wanted, and there's not an issue, and it's very real timing when you think about it. When you get into negotiations, if you have two parties that want the same thing and want to walk away with feeling good about the deal, I think this is a case where it happened. I think Green Bay got what they wanted. They got some draft capital to replace Aaron Rodgers. And what they can do with that, they can really surround Love with some talent to help him try to make that step to get them to where they want to be. And when you think of the Green Bay Packers, they have a standard, and the standard is NFC North and then compete for championships. Now, when you look at the Jets, they're thinking they have pieces around. They have young talent on offense. They have a stout defense. They have a young coach. Why not bring in a quarterback that can help them take that leap real quick, as in this year, to be able to compete with the Buffaloes of the world and all the litany of incredible teams in the AFC. So this, to me, is a move where each team can walk away satisfied.
It sounds like to me, Doug, what you just said about the New York Jets being able to take the next step with a four-time MVP and Aaron Rodgers and giving up what they gave up, which is fair. I mean, it's, you know, you gave up, I say, a first-round pick next year because that conditional pick will be a first-rounder. Let's face it, he's going to play 65% of the snaps. If, in fact, though, it does not go the way that the people think it's going to go, what happens next, though, for the Jets? What do they do? If this is it and they don't go in the direction that they want to, what happens?
Well, it's that thing where they're going all in. I mean, they are putting all the chips on the table. They're pushing it in both hands and saying, this is what we need to compete at the highest level in the AFC East, but more importantly in the AFC, to get us where we want to go. We want to be a Super Bowl contender. We want to be in that conversation every year. And Aaron Rodgers, they believe, can do that. If he can't, which some people may say he's a regular season warrior, but when you need him most, he kind of dribbles down his pants. If you look at the last three NFC championship games they were in, he did not perform well. So depending on how you want to characterize this being a success, is it an AFC championship or is it a Super Bowl? So that has to come down to what the brass and the Jets want to deem or put this as a qualifying statement of what they think is a success. But if it doesn't come to bringing a Lombardi trophy, then they're starting from square one. I'm assuming the GM's going to be gone. The head coach is going to be gone. You have lost a lot of draft capital, so you're not going to have some young talent on the team to be able to withstand injuries. They have talent now to be able to start, but everybody knows injuries are in part of the game that you can't get out of. But when you give up that draft capital, what you're really giving up is that those injury replacements, that depth. So if anything goes wrong, the level of consistency and the level of ability to overcome those injuries dips low. So this is going to be one of those things. Like I said, they're just going to be all in, and they're either going to have to scrap it and go a totally different direction if it doesn't work. The other question, I think the more important question, is how long do they give it before they pull the plug if needed?
Doug Whaley, Senior Vice President of Player Personnel for the XFL and former General Manager of the Buffalo Bills, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and you never can forget Max. He's with us as well. Doug, when you look at this roster of the Jets, in young roster, players at the skill positions that's actually logged games opposed to last year with the Green Bay Packers and the young receivers and some of the young talent around them, you talk about Breece Hall and Alan Lazard coming over and Garrett Wilson logging minutes and catching passes. Is this a better roster than he had a year ago with the Green Bay Packers?
I think it's a better roster in terms of talent at the skill position and being youthful. So I think that, to me, is the thing that separates the Jets roster, especially when you're talking about the people that make splash plays compared to the Green Bay's roster. Now, the question is, can the Jets line gel? Can they be able to protect Aaron? But what Aaron brings to the table that can offset that is his mental. And I mean his mental to be able to diagnose where he needs to go with the ball before the snap is even taken. And that's what separates the good players from the great players. When you look at Tom Brady, when I used to study him playing against him in Buffalo all those years, and especially in the Steelers, he knew when he broke the huddle, as soon as the defense lined up, or even if they shifted, he knew where he was going with the ball before he even said hut. And that's the type of stuff that can help a offensive line that's struggling, and that's what Aaron Rodgers can bring to the table. So you add to that the dynamic talent he has in those skill positions. I think this is going to be something that can be a catalyst and a force multiplier to get them in that conversation in the AFC.
Can we play radio real quick with you, Doug? Let's play hypothetical.
Yes, sir.
Radio. So if you had the number one pick in this year's draft and you were, I don't care, it could be the Carolina Panthers or whatever team, but you had you held the number one overall pick, what would you do with that pick? Who would you select?
For me, it's a quarterback-driven league, and if you don't have a quarterback, your margin for error goes to very microscopic. I mean, it's minimal. You need 21 other guys playing at their highest level, clicking on all cylinders, and not making a mistake. But if you have a quarterback, you just need one guy to be at 80 to 90% to have a chance. So everybody talks about analytics these days. That's the most simple analytics I can think of. Have one guy to have to perform at 90 to 80% instead of 21 guys that have to be on at 95 to 100%. So I would go with Bryce Young, the quarterback, and then go from there. And to tell you the truth, I'm surprised, and I understand why Chicago didn't do it, but think about it this way, Key. If you're Chicago, you got the number one pick. You have Justin Fields. The analytics show that quarterbacks picked in the first round is less than 50%. Why wouldn't you stay and get a Bryce Young? You have competition, which raises the level of everybody's game. And then you have a backup that you know is qualified. And in a year or two from now, guess what you can do? You can use whoever doesn't win that job as a commodity and be able to trade them and get more picks. So analytically, you might have an argument to say Chicago should have stayed at one and picked the quarterback. So that's the way I'm thinking. It's all about quarterbacks.
I'm not messing with the analytics then, Doug. I'm not picking Bryce Young, and I got Justin Fields, and I'm looking at the environment. I'm looking at playing in Green Bay every year, playing in Chicago, what, 8 games a year, plus the – I don't know.
Hey, Doug.
I need a guy that can pierce that thing.
Yeah, pierce it, or are you just talking about a guy that can run that thing? Because that's all I'm seeing from Justin Fields now, Key. I need a guy to be able to push the ball down the field.
He can throw the football. He's got a strong arm. The system that he was in 2 years ago in the Matt Nagy back and forth, last year was the first time I felt like he got an opportunity in a real system with nothing around him, like nothing around him at all. You look at, and I hate to go here, but you look at Jalen Hurts. You look at what the Philadelphia Eagles did for him. You look at what the Buffalo Bills did for Josh Allen. They went out and got playmakers and surrounded them around them. And now these teams are talked about as going to Super Bowls, fighting for championships. They have nothing at all in Chicago. Once Ryan Poles gets to this year's draft, use that capital, continue to go to the June free agencies and build this team over the next couple of years, Justin Fields, I think, is going to be a monster, but Doug, that's just my opinion.
Doug Whaley. Go ahead, Doug.
No, I was going to say, Key, I got high hopes for him, too, because I'm a football fan, and I hope more quarterbacks that play at a high level keep this game as interesting, as popular as possible. But let me ask you this, Key. Name me one Ohio State quarterback that has produced in the pros, and everyone has been better than the last.
Hold on, wait, Key. I got to get this off before we get out of here.
I want to know.
AFC, Doug. Now has Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson, Tua, Lamar Jackson at the moment, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. I'll let alone like Trevor Lawrence. I'll leave out like Jimmy Garoppolo or Kenny Pickett, whatever he turns into. Has there ever been a conference with this many? By the way, I'll leave out Russell Wilson. Has there ever been a conference with this many special quarterbacks in it at the same time?
No, I can't. And that's why as a football fan and anybody that's part of the football ecosystem, has to be delighted, because these are the torchbearers that are going to take the NFL into that next decade and playing at a high level. So anybody, and especially the owners, they have to be smiling ear to ear, because this is just going to keep the NFL in the mouths and minds of the public for a good 15 to 20 more years. So they have to be excited. And that's another question. Now, Aaron Rodgers, I kind of like that he went to the AFC to say, I still can show that I am the king of the quarterbacks of this century, even though there's a bunch of young guns coming in. He could have stayed in the NFC and taken the easier route to try to get to the Super Bowl. So I do give him major credit for that.
Doug, we got to pay some bills, as Max would say. So I'm inviting you back after the draft, because I'm going to finish that Ohio State quarterback conversation. I'm going to finish it. Yeah. After the draft.
Doug Whaley.
I'll be here. Yeah. And next year, too.
We'll be back on the show to discuss Ohio State quarterbacks. Thank you, Doug. Catch the XFL playoffs this weekend on ESPN and ESPN2. Aaron Rodgers is in the AFC along with all those other guys, as Doug points out.
All those who?
all those other guys.
Other guys, Max.
What's that?
You said others. Other.
Well, I may have slurred my words. He's also officially a Jet. Is there a clear winner in the trade, KJM?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Guys, I was just trying to, like, list the quarterbacks in the AFC. We're presented by Progressive Insurance here on KJM. Guys,
hey, Jay.
The quarterbacks in the AFC right now? What's up?
Well, I'm over here now. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the middle.
No, it's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
But I was in the middle before.
Yeah, I think
now
something just flipped.
Yeah. Jerry, that's Jerry in TV.
Is Jerry still with us?
Yeah, I think he's like got a day pass or something.
Ah.
Guys, you know, day pass, kind of halfway through.
Put in my request for Jerry yesterday on the whole Buttercup font under my name.
That's all right.
Buttercup Williams.
There are 16 teams in each conference.
Really?
Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert, Lamar Jackson, wrong, Josh man. Allen, Trevor Lawrence, what? Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Jimmy G, who has been, now there are two J's.
Hey, Jay, it's two of you.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, magic. It's like Blimpy. You know Blimpy for the – you know you got kids, Jay. Blimpy gets on my nerves.
Why?
He just is – have you seen Blimpy?
I haven't recently, no.
Yeah, look at Blimpy though, Jay.
I got to Google
check him.
Hold
out. On. You got to look at it. Max, Google. You know who Blimpy is?
No.
You know, it's a kid like – I don't want to say animated. What is it? Well, how do you describe that? It's like a kid show. It's like Yeah, it's a kid show, but Blimpy, though, man. He's in magic tricks and different stuff. That was like a Blimpy moment.
Blippy.
Blippy, yeah, Blippy. Yeah, it was a...
I thought you said just, Blimpy, like the
I
like
thought it was Blimpy. It's Blippy, right? It's I don't Blippy. Blimpy or Blippy or
I just
something?
Looked it up.
Yeah, check him out, though. You got to watch him when you get home. Just watch an
See,
episode.
My youngest is 8, so I don't know about Blippy.
Yeah, but just watch Blippy. An episode.
I can tell you about Yo Gabba
my
Gabba.
Wait for my kids.
Yo Gabba. You said what, Jay?
Yeah, this is more like four.
Yeah.
Like four, yeah, three, but, yeah.
I'm from that, Sesame Street always, but right, but like Yo Gabba
Yo Gabba,
Gabba,
Gabba
era.
Yeah. But this dude here, everything is, you know.
Every time I see Sesame Street, how does that not freak little kids out? You got like a 7-foot bird. It's a 7-foot yellow bird talking to you. It goes back to that Dave Chappelle skit.
So it's 16 teams in each conference, huh?
Why are you so grouchy? Because I live in a
trash
garbage can.
I live in a trash can, B.
It's 16 teams in each conference, Max.
So 16 teams in each conference.
That's 32.
I just went through 10 quarterbacks in the AFC, if you include Jimmy G. But, like, even take Jimmy G out if the obvious stuff is not, like, explosive enough, right? Or, oh, wow, stuff. Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert, Lamar, Josh Allen, Lawrence, Rodgers, and Watson, that's 8 special dudes.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I'm sure if I took my time and I looked at the history of however many years.
You're going to find that. And, nope.
I promise you I can.
By the way, Tua.
I promise you, no. Max. I no. promise you I can.
No, no, not like that, Key. Nope.
I promise you I can.
No.
Man, please. Man, if you look at it, you can find quarterbacks that have success with names in a conference. 100%. You can go, oh, well, so-and-so.
Yeah, but success is one thing. The reason I'm not counting Jimmy G is because it doesn't jump out at you. I'm talking about guys where you look at them and you go, damn, Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. Those are special quarterbacks. They have special qualities that are obvious. There are only eight, nine of those dudes in the conference.
You named all of those quarterbacks, and there's only 3 that's won MVPs.
Because they're playing against each other.
There's only three that won MVPs. You're not really playing against each other.
You're playing against the opposing team's defense.
But what I mean is, it's only one award to go around. And when I say playing against each other, I mean they're competing for the same award that Key is pointing out, but only this many only, of them have really, it. Well, they're competing really, against each other for it.
And there's really only one guy over the last 5 years that's dominated that conference.
Mahomes.
There's only one guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Of course,
you can name all them quarterbacks all you want. There's only really one guy.
Key,
that's
a
dominated.
Guy like Justin, like Philip Rivers is really good. Justin Herbert looks different to me. And he looks different to me.
I mean,
Josh Allen looks different. Lamar Jackson is different.
If you went back to Philip Rivers' early career, you would be like, Philip Rivers is ridiculous.
Oh, no question. He was, but
you
physically it's different.
You saw him
at the end.
At the end.
You're saying that bias is still in my head.
Absolutely,
guys,
100%.
Guys,
you
were not
paying attention to no damn Philip Rivers in his fourth year in the league.
In my lifetime watching football, I've never seen a conference with this many guys where Russell Wilson, even if he was in his prime, would be like just one of those guys, right? Like Russell Wilson can bounce back and maybe not be a top 10 quarterback in the conference. He can bounce back and maybe not be a top 10 quarterback.
Are you saying that the AFC is harder to come out of than the NFC?
Probably, but I'm just amazed at the level of quarterbacks that conference has.
Does that
has
make
now.
It harder, though?
I think
come
so.
Out of the conference?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's been in the last 2 years with Key. I can't say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Max said it about the AFC West last year.
KJM, much more coming up. Lakers talk.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.